Okay, so you asked the question, so this is our part two of my recording for these other producers. So, all right, and you can mention names and everything, and I'll bleep them out, remember? So we'll just talk casually, and then I'll cut off the recording, and we'll finish our coaching call. But all right, so tell me what you asked those three guys.
Yeah, so I asked, and I went first, and I asked him like when his, because I wanted to know like his biggest win when he wasn't winning a lot, you know what I mean? So like I didn't want to hear about like, oh yeah, I wrote this $1 million account, like, because you don't just go from, you know, $5,000 account to $1 million. So he said that when he, so, and I didn't actually know this was really cool. When he, so he started out as an agent in Chicago. He was just an agent, and then he moved here and he was just an agent. He wasn't like an owner or anything. And he wrote his first, so he told me he had a lot of experience going into, and he said that he, when he wrote a construction company, and that's one of our bigger accounts today, but he said that was a big turning point for him because it made him realized that he want it. He said that that was what made him one of the big players in our area, and probably, I mean, that kind of stuff led to those deals, probably led to him partnering with the guys and eventually owning the agency. So that was really cool to hear that story from his perspective, because I didn't know that, you know, I guess it's everybody kind of becomes an owner a different way, and he was like the ground up kind of guy. So that was really cool to hear that. And so what I also, I asked, and his was more, I guess, along the lines of what, because the one that told me, he said he did that one in the hospital, and those were, you know, probably close to $1 million accounts. But that's just where they're thinking now. So, you know, that's their big ones. But said that his was a roofing company, and he said that that was literally right when he was just getting into it, and he was able to, that one was like $35,000, and he said that that one blew him up because he worked really hard for it and to service the guy, and he gave, that guy ended up giving him a ton of referrals, and he was able to, you know, build a book from that, just working that relationship. And it also made him go after bigger stuff. And I mean, he didn't really say this directly, but I would imagine him working with that a larger company gets him referrals of larger
Of course.
companies, you know what I mean?
Well, we've
So
talked about that, right? Like if you only pursue, my thing is, and it doesn't matter about size, but I mean, I say if you only quote $50,000 accounts, what are you going to write? And so, exactly. Of course it did. Of course. So very good. Keep going.
And he also said that that and that's one thing that he always mentions stuff that he thinks could that I need to hear, which is cool. And so he said that that really built his momentum. And he said that you have to, we actually had a really good conversation because he said you have the momentum like we've talked about, and then, you know, you continue with it because you've got it and you're not starting from zero. And I told him that's something that I've been guilty of in the past is, you know, you get all this activity and you're closing a bunch of deals, and then all of a sudden you look down one day and you're like, I don't have anything that I'm working, and I don't have any deals to close because I already went through all of them. And so you're like, what do I do now? You know, like you're starting from scratch. And he said that he used to have, because everything was paper back when he first started, he'd have his desk, he showed me a line of, and he said he'd have a lineup of quotes in that he's going out to propose, and all of a sudden that pile would dwindle down, and now he looks down and he's like, oh, what am I doing, you know?
I
And
got
he said he's,
nothing.
yeah, and he said he's kind of getting there right now from this run that he's had of deals. And he said you just have to continue to keep prospecting and keep filling that up, and keep the momentum going. And he's actually, I've seen the momentum. His is blown up like crazy because he, it was like he was working on one deal and he got that one, and then all of a sudden he's got like six deals he's quoting, and he's, you know, going out and proposing, and he's, you know, blowing up. And it's, you can definitely see the difference of somebody when they're starting to roll, you know. So that was really helpful to talk about that with him. And then was just, I mean, he just went straight for the kill with the $1 million account that he got. And so, you know, and I'm like, well, I was like, you didn't just go straight to, like, go you know, the trucking company
yeah.
that you did. And I said, you know, because that's $1 million account. And I said, like, what about before that? And then he brought it down to $100,000 account, which,
yep.
but then I said, and that kind of opened my eyes because, like, I'm thinking these guys are, you know, now their big accounts are $1 million or $500,000 or whatever.
Yep.
And so when I talk about a big account, it's like 50 to 100,000. So to them, you know, like they're like my 100,000 is their million. And I'm think like I said, I think that my brain, like I have, I said, I think I have blinders on with the $100,000 deals because
mm-hmm.
I don't think that they exist as much as they do. And said there's a lot more of them out there than you think.
Well, wait a minute. Let's think about the account that I had you go in with him,
yeah.
you know, his big account,
yeah.
and that guy handed you a dozen
yeah.
$50,000 to $100,000 accounts, and then you were
yeah.
so nervous about it. You were so intimidated by it all, and,
yeah.
you know, you guys each had different interpretations about what the insurer
right.
said about the referrals, that you did nothing. Because,
right.
you know, like, it's that thing about what's in between your ears. And so it's that sense of, I'm not sure what to do, so I'm going to do nothing. And,
right.
and, you know, you were thinking, and then, you know, you went back to that pattern of settling for less. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so, you know, keep going. And, we'll, and by the way, we need to talk about that, too, and what you've
yeah.
done. Because I asked you to
yep.
take control over
yeah.
that sales process. So, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so, so that he said that about the having more of them out there. And I think, well, and now I know, cause I do know from that and like what I've been doing that they are out there for sure. Like it's so, and really they're not as scary as I, you know, like I mentioned to you, like, it's not as scary as you'd think. These guys are, I mean, some of them are, but some of them like that I have, he said I have 6-figure accounts where I can't get 2 minutes with the guy, and I have 6-figure accounts where you could probably go in and have a 20-minute conversation with the guy. So it just depends.
Yeah.
But, and so that, I guess I was saying, like, more or less that it, my eyes have been opened a little bit more to the whole thing. But he also said it can be as much work to quote a $3,000 account as a $100,000 account. Like, I mean, obviously.
Why is that? Now let's talk about that. Why do you think that is? Because you and I talked about why that is. So
right.
why can it be that much work? Who dictates how much work it is? Who dictates that? Who creates the work? Well, who creates the work?
Well, I do, right? Yeah.
Well, you can if you allow
right.
it.
Right, right.
But
right.
if you have an insured or a prospect that you believe is going to be high maintenance at $3,000, unless they're going to be a great
yeah.
influencer and a great referral source for you, why
yeah.
would you put yourself through that, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, who dictates that? You know, you get to choose. So, you know, if the insured is going to be high maintenance, if they're going to be, you know, long-winded, or they're going to be the kind of insured that's always going to create that much time for you, you have to determine, is this the kind of account that I want long-term?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always a price to pay, right? So there's a price,
yeah.
and then there's what you get out of it. And we talked about that through the book. But I think, you know, it's like, are you going to get enough out of it for a $3,000 account? Or do you say, hey, I got to find a way to maybe not choose to continue? So, yeah,
sure.
keep going. It's good.
No, yeah. I'm just writing something down here real quick. Even the process is really the process for a landscaper with 2 trucks and the process for a landscaper with 200 trucks is really the same. You're doing the auto, you're doing the GL, you know, I mean, yeah, you've got more VIN numbers and that stuff, but really you're collecting the information and you're getting it out. And so, you know, it's one of those things, and like you said, like if sometimes the smaller ones can be easier to get into in the beginning because,
right.
but at the same time, when you're working referrals, that's how you get into the bigger ones, you know?
Well, so what you have to think about, like we discussed, is how much time do you want to spend growing your business? How much time do you want to spend working on renewals? How much time do you have to spend on new business? And depending on how you get paid and you know what your vision is, what your goals are, now you can start looking at that formula in a different way and backing into it and saying, okay, what do I really want for my future? And, you know, you and I had this big breakthrough call a while back where you said, well, now, wait a minute, this is what I want for my life. And I'm like, well, if this is what you want, then what are you going to settle for? Where's your activity going to be? Where are the conversations that you have going to be, right?
Yep, for sure.
And so, obviously, you got into that with... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, and now my eyes have... Yeah, because I've opened up to, like... Now when I think about, like, I really started thinking, especially over after doing this towing company, I'm looking at it like, you know, a $10,000 account even, which would have been big for me, you know, a couple months ago. Not big, but, you know, like, I would have taken it for sure. And now I'm starting to look at stuff like, man, like, I don't even really want to do too much time on something like that because I see the deal for this towing company and like the landscaping company we're working on and some other ones where it's like, it's really not much more work and it's just who I've been calling on. You know, I can call on $5,000 accounts all day and that's what I'm going to get, you know? So
that's right. And then, you know, like, do you have your process down? So we're back to that whole thing about, you know, if you've got your process down, if you're talking through it, if you're really clear, then they sense a confidence in you that you know where you're going in that sales process. So you know, you kind of have, you know, like we talked about with Covey, right? So you begin with the end in mind and you have your circles and you got your questions. And and that was the thing that you said coming out of the role play with me, that you didn't realize that maybe you would start, you'd sit down and not really be super confident about how to lead them through a process, right? And so then you went and took that to task. And so I'd like to hear about two things. Number one, I'd like to hear about what has changed with you about you taking more control over the process. And I don't mean the relationships because you still have to, you know, I don't want you being dominant and aggressive, but I want you to be able to give them the impression that you feel confident that you know where you're going, you know what's next, you know how you're taking them step by step. And then the second thing I want to hear is, I asked you on our last call, actually, to, in this case, take control with all of these referrals from months ago where you had felt less confident and you and Carl weren't sure where to go. And then so I said, all right, it's time for you to get up and make that thing happen. And so would you talk to me about those two things?